Medical malpractice laws can vary widely from state to state, particularly as it relates to statute of limitations, the legal process, liability, and damages. And if you are a doctor practicing in the Hoosier state, you already know that Indiana is one of the most doctor-friendly states to practice in. But it does have its complexities. In this episode, we're going to talk about the Indiana Medical Malpractice Act, the Patient Compensation Fund, and we're going to explain how the cap on damages works to protect Indiana doctors and keep malpractice rates low. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. If you're new to our channel, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We release a new episode every week, both on YouTube and your favorite podcast streaming platform, so be sure to like and subscribe to stay connected. Just a quick reminder, though, before we jump in, we're here to provide general information on medical malpractice insurance and related topics, but not specific legal or insurance advice. So if you have a question about your practice or individual coverage needs, be sure to ask your agent or legal advisor or contact us at aegismalpractice.com. That's AEGIS malpractice.com. We'd be happy to help. On today's episode, we're going to do things a little bit differently. Today, I will be answering some of the most frequently asked questions about the Medical Malpractice Act and the Indiana Patient Compensation Fund, and explain what this really means for you as a medical professional. So let's get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeff DeSelm, and I'm here with Jennifer Wiggins, of course, and we're talking today about the Medical Malpractice Act and the Patient Compensation Fund, specifically in Indiana. So let's kick things off with this, Jennifer. What makes Indiana's medical malpractice law unique?
So Indiana is a unique state because we have what's called the Medical Malpractice Act. So in 1975, we passed legislation to try to make Indiana a more doctor-friendly state to practice in. We went through an era where we were training doctors here and then they were leaving the state. So our governor at that time was trying to find a way to retain the talent, increase the quality of healthcare providers in Indiana, make sure patient care is excellent. And so the Medical Malpractice Act was instituted in 1975. Indiana was the first state to actually pass tort reform. And so we were kind of the seminal state to lead that charge to try to keep claim payouts at a more reasonable amount and keep doctors' premiums lower. So the Medical Malpractice Act essentially created a cap on damages. So no physician can be sued for more than $1.8 million in the state of Indiana. It also implemented the Patient Compensation Fund, which adds an excess layer of coverage to keep doctors protected.
Right. So you just mentioned it, the Patient Compensation Fund. Tell us more about that. What exactly is the PCF?
So the Indiana Patient Compensation Fund, also called the PCF, is essentially an excess fund that a doctor can access for any malpractice claims that exceed their underlying policy limit. So in Indiana, a doctor has to carry $500,000 worth of coverage per claim with a $1.5 million aggregate. The cap, as we mentioned before, in Indiana is $1.8 million. So in Indiana, you carry $500,000 worth of coverage from the original insurance company, and then the fund kicks in an extra $1.3 million if needed, so a doctor is fully insured all the way up to the cap, which again is $1.8 million. So when you're in Indiana, your premium is really made up of two numbers. So you pay the premium to the carrier for your underlying insurance, and then you also have to pay a surcharge. And the surcharge is what enrolls you in the Indiana Patient Compensation Fund and makes you a qualified healthcare provider. Once you are qualified by paying that surcharge, then again, you're protected by the cap, and you get all of the other benefits of the Medical Malpractice Act.
So to pay malpractice insurance in Indiana, you pay your premium as well as the surcharge to get yourself enrolled in the patient compensation fund. Now, how does that type of payment compare to other states?
Yeah, so as we mentioned, the premiums in Indiana are really two in one. So you pay a premium to the carrier, and then you pay a surcharge to the Indiana Patient Compensation Fund. And while that might seem like you're paying twice the price, in actuality, the total premium in Indiana is still really low. So for example, if you're a plastic surgeon and you work in Indianapolis, you might pay around $15,000 for your premium to the insurance carrier. Then you would pay a surcharge of $12,000 to enroll you in the patient compensation fund. So obviously that puts your premium around $27,000. But if you were a plastic surgeon practicing in, let's say, Chicago, you might be paying $90,000 a year. Or if you're a plastic surgeon practicing in Columbus, you might be paying $50,000 a year. So what's nice is that that cap keeps the limits lower and keeps the premiums lower. So although you're paying a premium and a surcharge, your total cost is still much cheaper in Indiana than it would be in another state.
Really interesting. I mean, it sounded at first like it might be more expensive because of the surcharge, but it seems like Indiana is actually remarkably competitive in regards to malpractice premium costs. Now, the patient compensation fund caps the amount a doctor could potentially have to pay, but there are more benefits to being part of the PCF as well, aren't there?
Yeah, so one of the other benefits of the Medical Malpractice Act is the Patient Compensation Fund's Medical Review Panel. And what that means is essentially this. If a doctor gets sued in Indiana, before that case can actually go to court, it first has to filter through the Medical Review Panel process. The review panel is made up of three physicians of the same specialty. So if it's, let's say, an orthopedic surgeon that's been sued, they will select three other orthopedic surgeons randomly from across the state that would serve on the panel and review the facts of the case. And the panel really is just vetting the, you know, details to ensure that it's an actual legitimate case that needs to be heard in court. So what they'll do is they'll review the facts of the case, and then they'll determine if there's malpractice, if there's no malpractice, or if it's inconclusive. From that point, then, only the legitimate cases would move forward to go to court. The cases that are determined to be no malpractice usually end right there at the panel process. So it's another really great way to ensure that there aren't as many frivolous cases going to court here in Indiana. It's really only the true issues that actually get to be heard, and that, again, makes sure that doctors are protected, patients are protected, and only the legitimate cases are the ones that are going to court to be reviewed.
Yeah. Lots of benefits to being part of this program. Jennifer, do doctors have to be part of this program? Is participation mandatory?
Yeah, so the participation in the Indiana Patient Compensation Fund is not mandatory, but it's highly encouraged because when you participate in the PCF and you are a qualified healthcare provider, you get the cap, you get the medical review panel process, and you get all of the other benefits of being a member of the PCF. So while you don't have to do it, it's highly encouraged because, again, it keeps your premiums lower, you get the cap, you get the panel, and it's just overall safer for you to practice within that. If you choose not to, again, you don't have to, but you would have to carry higher malpractice limits to make sure that you can comfortably practice in the state of Indiana. So since you wouldn't get that cap, you would want to make sure you carry higher policy limits to make sure that you're protected.
I see. Yeah. So last question for you. Talk about next steps. Specifically, what advice would you give to healthcare professionals regarding the Medical Malpractice Act and the Patient Compensation Fund?
It is kind of complicated in Indiana, and you certainly don't want to make the mistake of not enrolling or maybe enrolling incorrectly. So we always tell people to make sure you're working with a knowledgeable malpractice insurance agent that can help guide you and obviously bring you an insurance carrier that knows what they're doing and can provide you with quality coverage, but also can ensure that you're enrolled correctly so that you can get all of those great benefits of being a qualified healthcare provider. If you have any questions on this topic or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's AEGIS malpractice.com. We have some great episodes lined up for you in the next few weeks. I hope you found this one helpful. If so, could you do me a favor and give us a like and leave a review? And be sure to subscribe to our show so that you can catch our next installment of Malpractice Insights, where we're dedicated to helping you understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.